Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Disney has reported its fiscal Q1 2020 earnings, offering our first look at the performance of its new Disney Plus streaming service, which launched 2 weeks after Apple TV Plus. In the earnings release, Disney revealed that Disney Plus currently has over 28 million subscribers following that November launch. Disney Plus debuted to the public on November 12th, and the company announced the next day that it had already acquired 10 million subscribers. While Disney isn't offering the same level of free promotions as Apple TV Plus, some of these early Disney Plus subscribers come from Verizon. The carrier is offering a free year of Disney Plus to subscribers on unlimited plans, and that likely accounts for at least a healthy portion of the 28.6 million users. Disney has also said that it expects the international rollout of Disney Plus to be a major driver of new subscribers. Disney Plus will launch in Europe next month, so the company expects its subscriber base to keep growing, perhaps even at a faster rate. Meanwhile, Apple has not revealed any sort of subscriber data for Apple TV Plus. During the company's Q1 2020 earnings release last week, Tim Cook touted that the streaming service has been a rousing success so far, but he did not go into any further details. He did say that internally Apple is judging the success of Apple TV Plus based on subscriber numbers, but any specific information is unclear. One factor to consider is that Disney Plus is available in a limited number of countries right now, while Apple TV Plus launched in over 100 countries from day one. Analysts have attempted to pinpoint the number of Apple TV Plus subscribers, but without any sort of confirmation or even suggestion from Apple, it's hard to put too much weight into those guesses. In other news, Apple Music has reached a new deal with the digital media and lyrics company Genius that will see its artist interview show Verified premiere on Apple Music. As part of this deal, Apple Music will get exclusive premieres for new episodes of the series, which focuses on artists telling the meaning and the stories behind their lyrics. Apple Music will co-produce new episodes of the show that will premiere every weekday on the service, Monday through Friday. Verified has been a series on Genius since 2016, with the company having produced over 800 episodes so far. The new deal with Apple will expand the availability of the service and give Apple Music new, unique video content. It's also an extension of the existing relationship between Apple and Genius, where Apple Music is the official music player on the Genius website and in the Genius app. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Apple Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many dev teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. Mac Stadium also recently debuted Orca, a new virtualization layer that lets developers integrate with standard tools like Docker to create and manage Mac clouds. And for 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off the first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription with code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. According to a new report from Bloomberg, the head of business for Apple News has stepped down less than a year after the launch of Apple News Plus. Liz Schimmel joined Apple in 2018 after having previously worked at Condé Nast. At Apple, she was responsible for overseeing relationships with publishers and advertisers. Under Apple's current organizational structure, services are overseen by Peter Stern, a top lieutenant of Eddie Q. Bloomberg says that Schimmel reported to Stern as well as Lauren Kern, the editor-in-chief of Apple News. So she had a role not only in the business side of things, but also worked closely with the editorial team. Last week, Apple CEO Tim Cook touted that Apple News has over 100 million monthly active users. But Apple has yet to offer an update on Apple News Plus subscribers since it touted 200,000 signups last April. Apple News Plus has struggled to adopt paying users so far, and Apple has gone quiet on the future of the platform. The company hasn't made many significant changes since the introduction of Apple News Plus last March, instead focusing on a series of minor updates to the organization of the app, which clearly hasn't done much to move the needle. Apple is said to be working on a bundle of Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple News Plus that could launch as soon as this year. Depending on the price point, this could help drive additional Apple News Plus subscribers. And Apple has reportedly negotiated a new deal with publishers that would see them take a smaller cut of revenue when the service is sold through a bundle. It's unclear when Apple might launch that bundle, but it's also possible that more changes are in store once Apple hires a new head of business for Apple News Plus. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at Matt Birchler's watchOS 7 concept, which imagines some of the new features Apple could bring to the Apple Watch this year. We've also got a look at a new app for the Mac called Diagrams, which lets you easily create structured flowcharts. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.